Kyle Arrington, how you doing? You're on with Christian Fourier and Steve D'Ossi.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Great, Kyle.
Hey, Kyle. So kind of put the season in perspective real quick, if you could, for me. Just lots of ups and downs, lots of things going on with injuries, lots of doubt from people outside the locker room. Just kind of put the season real quickly, the regular season, in perspective for us.
Like you guys said, you know, ups and downs. It comes, you know, comes with the territory. You know, it's just a tough league. You know, it's just any win to come by week in, week out is a good win. So, you know, I mean, we've been banged up a little bit here and there. But, you know, we're a tough bunch, resilient group. And, you know, we're going to fight for 60 minutes each game.
Speaking of banged up, we saw that you got a little hobbled after making a tackle yesterday. How are you feeling today?
Always good at the W. W heals everything.
Good point.
So with the week off, I mean, what's the plan for the week off?
Me specifically?
Yeah.
Let's see. I mean, try to, you know, definitely use it to my advantage. You know, try to, you know, get a little revived here. coming to the second week of the postseason. So, I mean, you know, guys, you know, definitely going to try to make some corrections where we, you know, need to, and you know, self-scout as always, and then try to get away, get our minds off for a few days here, but definitely be ready for the next week.
Well, not knowing your next opponent, will the first few days of film work be more self-scouting than anything else?
That's normally how it goes. Yeah, like I said, try to plug some holes where we need to. I mean, you know, teams have been playing us tough throughout the whole year. So, I mean, we're definitely trying to self-analyze and see where, you know, we can we'll get better.
Yeah, so LeGarrette Blount had a pretty fantastic day. Are you surprised by, you know, how well he did yesterday?
He just had an amazing game, obviously, you know, in the return game and the running game. I mean, he's such a hard worker, so it doesn't surprise me a guy like that to have a game, breakout game like that. So he's one of the hardest workers I know on and off the field. So, I mean, I'm extremely happy for him.
Two of your bigger wins coming the last, or at least point production-wise, coming the last two games, is that a momentum thing that you can take into the playoffs, or does the bye week mitigate that?
Definitely want to, you know, keep riding the wave here. Yeah. But the bye week is definitely essential. You know, it's just what we fight for at this point in the season. Like I said, it's like already winning the playoff game. So so yesterday was, you know, last past two games were, you know, playoff games for us essentially.
Did you when you think about the weather that you guys had yesterday? I always think of that Forrest Gump movie when he's talking about the rain was going both ways. That's what it seemed like. Who has the edge in that situation? Is it offense or defense?
Well,
I mean, I know the offense, like, they know where they're going.
It's like a slip and slide out there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, it's tough. It's always tough when you have those kind of games, especially for the offense and the kicking game. But I think both teams did well, managed the game well, given the conditions, and you know, it was a hard-fought win.
How do you feel about your defense right now, as constituted? How do you feel about who's going to be out there on the field with you?
Say it one more time.
How do you feel about your defense as it is right now, and who you're surrounded by? How do you feel this defense is prepared for the playoffs?
We're definitely battle tested, and you know, we you know, long as we've got there, continue to play for each other like we've been doing all season. I mean, you know, we leave it all out on the field. So, extremely looking forward to, you know, heading to the postseason at this point.
Is there anything that you guys can tell us about what Bill said after the game? It seems like he got to the podium pretty quick after the game. Anything that he said that you can share with us?
I don't think Bill would be too pleased. But no, basically, you know, congratulations on, you know, on the win. You know, like I said, I mean, you know, they played us tough, how, you know, how we expected them to, and you know, just use this bye week to our advantage.
Well, when you're going up against a team like Buffalo at the end of the season, they've got very little to play for. Was there any talk before the game about, you know, don't let something like this slip away, take care of all the details that you need to take care of? All they had going for them was maybe the chance of being a spoiler, and they came off a good game against Miami. What was the thought process going into yesterday's game?
By any means necessary, just get this victory. And, you know, Buffalo, they in the past always played us tough, especially, you know, recent years. You know, we came out, we squeaked away with W in the beginning of the year down in Buffalo. So, I mean, we knew this team was just going to come out and, you know, lay down or anything. So, and like I said, they fought to the very end. So, a lot of credit goes to them.
So, Kyle, tell me, what do you know about this team now that you didn't know when the season first started?
The kiss of character, you know, I mean, we always do a great job of surrounding each other. Well, the organization does a great job of surrounding guys with just, you know, people who, you know, put the team first with great character. And like I said, we have a resilient group. So, you know, the ups and downs throughout the season, whatever the case may be. But I'm just proud of the way, you know, guys continue to go out and just as long as time left, you know, and we're going to battle.
Kyle, in playing a defensive back position, you seem to play all over the field at times. Do you have any preference whether you want to be matched up on the outside or playing the slot receiver? Is there anything that you care about, I mean, that you feel better at one way or the other?
Just being a football player, you know, whether it's outside, inside, on defense, in a kicking game, you know, I mean, just being able to go out there and play for my teammates, you know, it just means the world to me.
Yeah, can you just real quickly, before we let you go, one last thing, just Matt Patricia, defensive coordinator, just what he means as far as to this defense, as far as his play calling and just what he means to this defense, because there's lots of talk out there about, you know, coaches leaving and, you know, Josh McDaniels' name has been coming up as a future head coach. Do you think Matt Patricia has any head coaching chops in him, and maybe if he shaves that beard off?
Well, ultimately, you know, that would be his decision or something to talk about. I mean, I can only, like you said, tell you with it. He means everything to us. You know, he's one of the first guys here, last guys. I don't know, it sounds cliche, but I honestly, I don't even think he goes home some nights. You know, he just spends so many hours, countless hours, you know, preparing for each and every opponent. And so, I mean, you know, he gets us in the right position, you know. So it's just not enough great things I can say about Coach Patricia. He's one of those genuine guys who, you know, who just cares about us even more so off the field, you know, than on it.
Yeah, I know Steve kind of already asked it. I know you're probably not going to give me an answer, but I'm going to ask it anyways. Kansas City, Indianapolis, or Cincinnati? Pick one. Pick one. Pick one. Or just pick one in no particular order, quote, quote.
No particular order.
Yeah, pick one of the three. I know you got to, like, I mean, said, any desire to have a little payback for Cincy? Any desire for a little payback against Cincy? You know, you guys lost that game on the road. It was, you know, it was a lot like you guys played against them a lot like you played yesterday. It was like a monsoon out there. I mean, it's kind of, it would be nice, right, to maybe play against a team that you have some you've kind of played against and have some familiarity with.
What do you guys think?
I think Steve.
Steve,
who do you say you want?
I want to see Indy.
You see, I want Cincy.
Yeah.
I want Cincinnati to come up
there
in
here.
Yep.
There you go. So you pick Kansas City on the record.
they did not.
I'll let you go.
Nothing.
Unofficially.
All right, Kyle, man. Thanks. We appreciate you taking the time to give us a call. Rest up. Enjoy the break. And we'll be talking to you soon.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you having me.
Thanks, Kyle.